afternoon, you're welcome. I hope that you enjoy the lunch. I'm told that some leadership, like Mr. Sidney, didn't enjoy any lunch. They work flat out. Then we recall that we gave them an opportunity to go and look at the issue in question. Because this board must be able to make up its mind in terms of what happened, having had technical presentation. What I'll do then, without any waste of time, I'll request my advocate, in order to be a change very nice, you know. You just acquire an advocate. It becomes yours. Then I'll request my advocate then to do a report about the application that they were undertaking. Over to your advocate, Karen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We met over lunch and we discussed the provisions that were raised, or rather the proposals that were raised by the board members, the demarcation board members present here. Unfortunately, clause 2, the section 23 of the Demarcation Act, took up all the time that was available to us. We've reached a position on that. The other sections, especially 84 and 85, which is on page 4 and 5 of the bill before us, that I am told by Mr. Peters is, those are two provisions that have been very carefully drafted, that had input from the Minister of Finance office and his legal team. And I don't think we can be so arrogant even as a team to, in the few minutes that were left to us, to do justice to direct the committee in respect of those two provisions. So before I go on to what we have agreed on in respect of Section 23, I just wanted permission for us to, this afternoon, this evening, go through the other two provisions which we couldn't get to, and to report back to the committee on those tomorrow. And hopefully we can do justice to it in that time, whatever time it takes to be committed to attend to that. In respect of Section 23, the concern that was raised went around the 6-month period prior to commencement of the municipal financial year. The municipal financial year is on the 1st, it starts, commences on the 1st of July, and the concern was that if there is an exceptional circumstance which requires a determination within that current within the financial year pending, it would take the board out of time to get approval for a commencement date. And that would frustrate its determination. I'm not too familiar with all the technical terms, but that's the essence of it. The department raised concerns on behalf of the Minister of Finance, mainly about the necessity in planning well in advance for budgetary issues for the following financial year. And having listened to both sides and listening to the rationale for that 6-month period, we agreed that it would be unreasonable to hamstring or to make provision for an exceptional circumstance, as the board raised in the suite of legislation. So what I proposed was that we look at introducing a C. So we have 4A remaining as it is, 4B remaining as it is, but including perhaps the 4C of the committee, so if the committee agrees with the proposal, which will make provision for an exceptional circumstance. And that provision, which the state law advisors are supposed to be refining, we put it in very rough terms, will be something to be accepted as the minister may in exceptional circumstances consider request, or sorry, the minister and the MEC, the responsible MEC, may in exceptional circumstances consider request from the board for the commencement of effecting a determination at a shorter period than that referred to in A and B above. Something to that effect, but we're still working on the wording of that. But in principle, what we're saying is that 6 months is reasonable, that we cannot accept the finance ministry to work on a less than on a shorter period in planning for its next financial year. But at the same token, although that is the rule, we can make provision for the minister and the MEC to together apply their discretion when it comes to really exceptional circumstances to still consider shorter periods. And sorry, if any of the others, the rest of the team want to add to that?
I just want to just address the very draft thing that you were saying. What we were saying is that the actual person that gives effect to the commencement of the date is actually the MEC. And so what we want to do is put the MEC and the Minister of Finance on equal footing in a court seat. So we were drafting something to the effect that in the event of exceptional circumstances, both the Minister of Finance and the MEC may agree on a commencement date for a shorter period. So both are discussing and both are agreeing. So it gives them equal footing to deal with the issue.
I approve,
yes.
Any addition? Mr. Nora, comfortable?
Not entirely, but I will live.
We'll live with it.
Yeah.
Okay. Part of the negotiations, no negotiations, the things you take, you live with certain things.
Could we pass here what the part that doesn't make gentlemen comfortable, if you can explain that to us? As much as clear as you know. Mr. Mackenzie.
Thank you, Sienna. I would just like to know if there was any discussion what will constitute an exceptional case and who will determine when this is an exception.
Well, I think Mr. Nada might be a thing that was raised earlier where that makes this compact. But I think I'm explaining what has been raised on the part of the issue. On the question raised by Mr. Mack.
Yeah, I would be able
to explain that, Chair, because that's the second question that came up and you were not able to deal with that. I mean, the will raised the issue of what's exceptional in law. Lead up to that. So I don't really have an answer for that. I don't think any one of us have that answer yet. I was saying that having listened to why the need for 6 months, because I was saying that the 6 months basically was putting things like that you have that 6 months in which you deal with. And then the process coming that says that in exceptional circumstances, which although we are saying that the MEC and the Minister of Finance will agree, it's quite clear that the Minister of Finance's insistence will take precedence. And he tried to raise this issue of saying that what it basically means is that the power that the NEC has had to determine the thing, in a way it is diluted. Maybe one should accept that. But I get the feeling that the Minister of Finance's strength would be very strong on the LEC. It basically means that, yeah, they would simply show him, him or her, that there will be the process in government, that they have to follow these kind of things. So maybe just forget about it and just proceed on that basis. But I'm not going to long over these issues. So we've raised our concerns, we've placed our proposals on the table. We've been told what the issues are, that there's a need for the 6 months to stay, and the second consensus has been brought in. As long as the second consensus, that those consensus can be taken into account, and what if the minister says, this is not exceptional to me, so we don't agree, what then happens? But that's fine.
Once you're still there, before you come, Mr. Munarasa, the 6 months, are you convinced of that it is required for particular purposes or whatever purpose of that?
Yes, sir. I cannot deny that. I cannot deny that there is a rationale behind the 6 months. You know, I accept.
Do you think that the rationale is there?
Yes, I accept.
Your area that makes you to be uncomfortable is the erosion of power of the MEC.
There is that, and also that basically it means that the Minister of Finance will decide. That's what it means.
On that issue.
That's what it means. Divide.
Yes, I wanted to comment on exceptional circumstances, Mr. Chair. Exceptional circumstances, so, you know, that is a subjective phrase, and that would be the proposed clause must be phrased in such a way that it is in the discretion of the Minister of Finance and the MEC, whether circumstances are exceptional or not. And their prerogative to accept or to reject a request that comes in, say, a month before the time or 2 months before the end of the financial year because of the implications of having to consider a request that has a budgetary requirement. So it is the in their discretion.
Okay. Thank you, Chair. You know, now I'm of the opinion that to avoid controversy, we must do away with that part in the event of exceptional circumstances and start our sentence from that part. The Minister of Finance and MEC may agree. Because the reason why that may, in that sentence, means a lot because it gives a Minister of Finance and the MEC that discretion. That is not a parental provision. It gives that may give discretion because we don't want to find ourselves or in a situation where we open a can of worms in this provision.
I'm
trying to say, Chair, to avoid controversy, in itself, if we start that sentence by saying the Minister and the MEC, it makes sense to me, you know, to avoid that part of in the event of exceptional. Because if you are talking about exceptional circumstances, you create a problem. It can be interpreted in many ways. In fact, if we can start that sentence there, the Minister and the MEC will still have the discretion. If that part was there, they would have the discretion to determine whether this thing is there any need to consider it before 6 months.
travel.
Gotcha. I think reading of most of the local government laws and other people's laws does provide for confrontation between ministers and executives on quite a number of matters and issues. There are also provisions where the municipal council must consult the MEC. So that's that kind of relationship. I think we should expect that they will act in a way in terms of mutual interest when they encounter you, rather in a way where the one dominates the other. So I'm saying that, you know, the concern about the Minister of Finance dominating, it may be a concern, but in a lot of our legislation we have all these configurations of different ministers consulting, you know, with other institutions consulting, and of course we expect them in terms of the government or you know, the cooperation between spheres and so forth.
Thank you. Well, I think you know very well that where we're coming from. And I think I've stated that very clear before when the break. That were our interests primarily are processes. That's why we call the National Council of Provinces. Now, one of the major things is that I think we've had a debate from at the technical level, which we highly appreciate. The views espoused and expressed on the matter. Now, I would like the team here now, position, that they must take a decision, time to decide on this matter. Officials have engaged, they came with a proposal, and so on. A proposal is for application, a proposal is for amendments, a proposal is for rejection. You have those three options as a decision maker. Now, the time has come that they must decide. In terms of this, because I think the issue of saying they must agree, both of them, is a matter that in law they might not agree. And there's no set law breaking mechanism to say who ensures that it's in the data. And I think the other issue is that the power now decides who they exist. And I stated very clearly earlier that I don't see why the power should be removed. I'm not convinced. To me, I'm coming from an argument that says these powers have been seeing them eroded bit by bit, steady by short. Which I'm saying, when I'm still a chair, I'm not going to allow that to happen. You know, when the law, when the backdrop will be committed, is corrected at the end of the day. Once the matter comes from the aggressive who comes here, we divide. And that's what we're going to do. Very clear. Without any ambiguity, we decide. Now I'm saying that I would want to hear the views of the collective. The proposal has been made and so on, and I think you've had the background, the discussions and so on. But we allow the team to go in and take on other matters. Taking cognizance, of course, of the fact that this issue has been engaged for some time and all that, we're looking at this certain circumstances. Which, in fact, if they ignore this law, maybe it's because there's a it's an amendment, I don't know, but there's their own definition of terms. Where we are able to define that what this means is not that you know that. A proper belief. But I think we'll find a way that legally extends the test of time. The function of the company when you use it. Let me say that when use it to play. Whatever that means is not. The floor is yours, the colleagues.
You've had the No view. The channel is black. If you don't have view, the channel is very clear. Mr. Lang?
I have a view.
What is your view?
I must have put forth my problems. I can't see that my problems is far away. It doesn't pay attention. Because my first responsibility is to work my problems, representing them. My first port of call to service my region. I know I've been called a regionalist by some people, but when I need to do anything, my first port of call will be the ABC, and from the ABC, later on I'll go to the minister. So, I can't see how the ABC's power is changing, diminishing this. Therefore, I will go. I think I will support the viewpoint that you stated. Thank you.
What is the view? I've not come with you. I'm just giving you, I'm just sketching the scenario of what is happening in Africa. Okay. Manyasa, what do you know more?
I support we are here deployed by our province, and I don't think we can just say yes to this issue of the minister in front, leaving the MEC behind.
Okay. Well, Mr. Leroux?
Thank you, dear Mr. What will happen in practice then is that there will be exceptional circumstances and there is not enough time to arrange the finances for the boundary change. Then, in that case, the MEC will, in any case, have to speak to the minister. Otherwise, nothing can happen because there will be no finance to make it happen. So, if we leave it in the discretion of the MEC, that's fine. It's not going to change anything because he can do nothing if he hasn't got the cooperation of the minister. Then it will eventually also be a deadlock because the minister will say there's not enough time for me to do anything now. I'd like to just be prepared. Then everything will just drive to a halt until after the budget, and then we'll have to take over for the next year. That's what in practice will happen. I don't know how serious it is because the 70 municipal boundaries that must be changed, those are probably the that are being brought into the minister. I presume that will be. Those are the 70 cases that are mentioned in the document. And there will be enough time. We know where those boundaries are, so I don't think that we're going to pick up a problem immediately on this.
Well, let us agree, colleagues, that we have had the same, and we appreciate the work done by yourself. You know, it was very disappointing when you came back and said, we're not a great place. Because it means then that you cannot be able to find it. And the South African, we tried and we are known of the people who are able to find it. Able to find it. That we can find it about anything. Now, even in this case, it's a technical level, and it's a technical level. My view then would be that, let's agree that we'll continue the discussion on the matter tomorrow, finally, on this board. But we'll be happy that we can get your the formulation, having considered everything, you know what you say. One. Two, that you go and look at other issues. And You are not comparing to agree on everything. On areas where there is disagreement, you have the right to come back to us and say, no, these are the lines of argument. So, we'll listen to them. We'll take it as this. But one thing for sure, tomorrow, we'll decide everything on this day. The problem must be a short of. And then we'll be able then to ensure that thereafter we deal with other matters, pass the deal from our side, deal with other processes thereof that must be undertaken. And you've requested time to deal with the two edits, which includes the formulation on the framework that we've agreed upon. And that will allow you that space to point you. I'm not sure if Mr. Nana whether he's not overpowered, overwhelmed by the officials from the department. Well, I can see the single advisor is more on the side of the government. He's been for city. Now, I expect that my advocate would be deliver and ensure that the first day will school.
No, Chair. I'm trying to be objective as much as I can. But you would think that you may be subjective, but I must have a set standpoint in there.
Okay. No, but you must know that I think all of you express your opinions about on and without any decision of anything. Because we are a consultative body that consults, that looks at issues, find them, and be able to present to us. What is important is to develop sound judgment. Whether you agree or disagree, it's not a tense mess, as long as we have put your heads together, that's what we appreciate. Then we'll listen to the judgment ourselves. We'll be able to take a view on those matters and ensure that it moves forward in a way that it's appropriate. But of course, in the interest of the country, and in the interest of good governance in this country, that's what we'll do. I would say then that let's allow, if there are no other issues, that the meeting kept attentive. And now it means the manager will find a way of continuing the discussion. Mr. Nare?
Unfortunately, I have to leave this afternoon, but what I'm saying is that our arguments are on paper. They are available. It is for the officials to look at them and come back to you tomorrow, and we will hear of your decision tomorrow in terms of what you have.
I have an engagement tomorrow.
Yes, I have an engagement tomorrow. Have to go back, unfortunately.
Okay, but then I hope that you avoid and take a little flight to allow the discussion to take place. So that if you need to differ with you or you agree, you may find out you agree to go to the paper. Somebody has to have the motivation now. That's why I want to release you now, so that you can go and engage vigorously, not just engage vigorously. Of course, we appreciate the fact that I spoke to your chair at 4 o'clock, let's just say, and the wanted to come. We appreciate that you managed to come with a short notice. You are an appointed leader in the organization, and reflect that. But we would persuade you to ensure that you talk to them, express your opinion. If you need a escalator point, you are allowed to leave. You'll be able to do so. But engage, use an opportunity of engagement and motivation of voice and so on. And I say it could be our plan. Because this is important to understand the other plan. Because even if we don't agree with you, but you understand where they're coming from, you can explain that to anybody, particularly the principal, that this was the rationale. But when you go back, you must account to the principal. The checkers on the board say, hey, I've met with the team. They feel like this. Then you must be clear. So what are they adding? What are they adding right now? Because to me, I think this thing will continue to change. Even on other matters beyond this, I'm not going to take the review of provincial government. Very interesting. Very interesting. With the white paper, starting with the white paper. Then we'll come with the legislation, of course, that's already end. Review of, I mean, that's already it's not a review there. Come with the white paper of provincial government. The review is on local government, on the engagement of matters. And of course, to me, I must tell you, I appreciate the suggestion. I always like them. Because I believe that if we had one view on matter, on every matter, there is no need to have a person to do this. So don't exist. Why are you there? But if you come with a message, as long as we can manage it, it enriches an organization. Therefore, I think that's an approach. Mr. LaRue, you want to say something?
No, thank you. I disagree with
you fully. Mr. Nara, I'll have a now to wrap them. And some of the IO is too to them and they're too to
them. Yeah, I'm very controversial with the non Jewish for you. Sir, this is one view that has put us in a very tight. And why are we in a chat corner? Because when you look at the content of this bill, where I'm sitting, this bill should have been tight fashion for the minute. So we are able to do everything what you say, to interact with our professors and government. Now, we are in a chat corner in that sense that we are not interacting with the professors just to get the answer. So when we speak on this matter, we speak from a very informed. I like it when we say, Chairperson, you know, when the bill comes, we must express our opinions and make decisions. I thought that this is a time to say, look, why can't the church be church? So it accommodates your problems. Well, I also realize that even if you were to do that, it looks like tomorrow we must reach the end of the discussion. I'm going to be very controversial. The second part of the controversy of this chapter, of what I'm saying is that, you know, there are people who are unitarist in their mind. When you say the minister must make decisions, one country, they will not have a problem with that. But there are those who are federalists and regionalists in America.
And they will have problems with that.
So I'm just saying that tackling of this bill has actually put us in a very tight corner. We have been given a chance to interact with the public to have been very much. That is fine, Shepard.
No,
not the most much fun.
No, I'm saying the issue that I said was too.
No, I don't really have much to say, Chairperson, except to say thank you very much for considering the comments from the board. And we have been very sincere in dealing with them, and we believe that we considered quite a lot of things in putting them together, and we really believe in those comments that they will work better. But obviously, we don't know everything. Thank you very much. We are glad you gave us time. We read our comments, and we would appreciate if you could accommodate a lot of what we are talking about. Once again, there are issues that I'm raising in this that have been raised by the chairperson, which have not been covered by the firm. Now, Peter has said that those need to be there much more time. And it's required. We want to say that they remain important, and we're not just raising them because we like to hear our own voices. We believe they are important. One other thing that I think the committee needs to send to TPA, which is that I would like to table here, we have raised in that letter the issue of the capacity assessment. I don't think we have. have time to talk about those photos. We believe that the capacity assessment issue has to go to either national and or provinces. That's the fundamental of our capacity. Our arguments are in the document once again. So there are those other things that we have not had time to really go over that are recently implemented. But once again, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Chief.
Well, I invited you on the appreciate the first time arrived. At the same time, I think you must know that you are part of our stakeholders. We interact with you beyond the issue of your life. Because you've read one of the serious arguments, and I was quite calling to read the document, quite commented. You are raising an issue around the boundary. In the coastal municipality. Raise an issue where the boundary ends. Does it end where the water starts? Or does it end inside define the water? And even the provincial part, you're raising that point. And where did it end? Now what you do on the issues of the marine issues and so on, I mean that you take on this issue of boundary. Who takes responsibility? Now, it was the first time I listened to, I read that I was going to say my last time being in the sector. Now, I'm saying then there are quite a lot of things that I think you must raise and understand this is very quite an interesting development. And we appreciate it. The conversation is hard to even beyond this. So, as we prepare for the next round. So, as the next round it doesn't get us unprepared. Because what happens? We get involved at the last minute without thinking things through, having an accounting process, which I think white people think about these things through for a long time. But when you come and listen at all, you get them at the tail end. And you can take this on matters that people have been thinking through, engaging, consulting, and so on at the broader level. Work on behalf of the NCOP. So far, everything is not this. I said, no, you can't come with me in 10, 8 days. Before I arrive, the environment closes. You tell me what it is. It's not going to happen. I'm going to take my time, and I took my time. I'm still taking my time as we continue. Now I'm saying because it becomes unfair on the legislature at all, that they are just symbols. And at the end of the day, you say, no, they passed bad legislation. But not only that, there is about capacity. Here you have that. Here you have that. Here you have that. With the center, two centers, that's my capacity. But we're building it. We're building it. You know, there's an interesting argument that I want to touch on this thing of finance. In finance, there's an issue that says, no, you must not pass an education that is managed. The Constitution says you must manage it. It allows the legislature to amend the budget. We think, and you make the budget. We say, for the record, give it to you. We say, no, we don't think this program is right. Let's shift to another program. Because when you hold the public there to keep moving, why would you see what are the priorities? We must be able to say, no, change to the end, so on, and that's what we think. The Minister of Finance says, no. We developed a budget for 18 months. We have accounted economically. Different type of people are paid to deal with it. We can't deal with the parliament to a resort to amend the budget. Now, parliament goes to the minister and says, Minister, we have business, we want to build capacity. Give us money. They say, no, can't give money. Now, whatever, it means you are condemned in perpetuity to the undercover station. Yes, you remember manager. Because you don't have resources to deal with the capacity. It becomes a chicken and the egg situation. Now I say, no, that situation will torment manager. It means we will use the research, all the pressure. We take research. Then we send it to you. If it is wrong, it's fine. Because you do give us capacity. You see, that's very interesting.
The only thing with him now, people don't have capacity again, it's wrong. He wants him to support him with that capacity. But if you give up capacity, we'll be able to do anything. Okay, quite interesting. Now I'm saying then, in this case, the issue of laws really is a matter that all the people will engage with yourself, take a think, share, communicate itself about these issues that you are facing and so on, even the long term ones. So that when things come, we're able to engage them, we're in a far more effective way to be able to make intelligent comments and view. Let me raise, Bamse, you are raising a point. I disagree with my advocate. To me, this thing that says local government is a section 75. I don't agree with it. But it tells me, you know, it says the way of taking. You look at schedule 4 and 5. Whatever that is not there, is schedule 75. Very critical. Very critical. Now, it means what you should do when you amend the power of the function? We must take then these things and put them to that to the thing. Then when you look at the thing, you find it is there. Then it becomes... They have a joint checking committee. But it is less, of course, technical. Technically, as I'm saying, they just put a ruler. Look, what is not there, what is there, so, then take that way. That's how they run it. But I've been saying, no, we must find a way to restrict that. We take it. In the sense that. That's the point. Now, I'm saying on that issue. Now, the reason for it to put there is that local government is not on 25 and 6. Therefore, when it is taxed, it is taxed 25. That's how it goes. Now, it's something that I'll say to my husband. That's one thing that my husband says. You know? And the review of the Constitution. Replace with this comment. I'm the court chair there. Therefore, I'm supposed to say,
ultimately, all legislation affects governments. And really, they could only be one process.
Of 75?
No, of 76.
76 is the problem. 76?
Yes.
Except defense.
Then they could, as I said, with any general law, you can have exceptions.
No. But you find that not as great as they say, they look at the thing, they say, this was very clever. We were very clever. We take this thing 75. When it goes there, there is no consultation with progress. We are saying that. Therefore, we speed up this. Pass it off. There is no requirement. And therefore, it means. Yes. It will be far ahead, then we'll turn it around.
And how often does the advisor to
JP in? You are the country. We're found it now. We are definitely well found. Well, I think the next agree, let's hear from Melo. Do you want to say any part of that?
No, Chair. We will just continue and you can try to share it on.
Yeah. No, without any waste of time, we want to thank you very much. Continue. At the back of your mind, when you do that, let you know that tomorrow is a big day. It is time. In whatever you go, where you go, let us pray that the process was democratic. Thank you very much. The meeting is official at 10. We're meeting tomorrow at 3:15. We're saying we want to close that to the meeting. We're coming. Yeah. 3:15. Thank you very much.
Welcome back. Welcome back. You can be made of this.
Ah, okay. That's how the holiday is.
Yes. But everything is fine.
Yes,
yeah,
that's fine.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, let's see. Yes,
Gracias.